From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, good evening, I'm Jeffy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A grand court jury has unanimously convicted Ricardo Taylor of multiple sexual offenses against a child. Taylor denied the allegations, which involved a complainant who was 6 or 7 years at the time of the offenses. However, after deliberating for less than 2 hours, the jury found him guilty of 2 counts of indecent assault and 1 count of assault by penetration. He was acquitted on 1 count of assault by penetration, while an alternative charge was not put to the jury. Following the verdicts, defense attorney Keith Myers applied for Taylor to remain on bail until sentencing, but the Crown opposed the request. The judge denied the application and ordered Taylor remanded into custody. Sentencing has been scheduled for the 25th of September, pending the completion of a social inquiry report and a victim impact report. The murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright continued on Thursday, with the defendant choosing not to give evidence after the Crown closed its case. Wright Jr. denies kidnapping and murdering a young child whose body was found on the Iron Shore in Cayman Brac. The defense confirmed it would call no witnesses. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters was set to give legal directions today following her summation to the jury on Thursday. But due to jury illnesses, closing speeches are now set to take place on Monday. Prosecutors say Wright was the only possible culprit, citing the child's disappearance from her bed without signs of a break-in and inconsistencies in Wright Jr.'s account. No forensic evidence links him to the killing. The jury could begin deliberating early next week. 2 government planning applications get a thumbs up from the Central Planning Authority. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Central Planning Authority approved the Port Authority's application to install removable shade structures and fencing along Seafarers Way in central Georgetown. Before the meeting, the Department of Environment flagged that the port is, quote, vulnerable due to coastal positioning, facing significant winds and wave action during hurricanes and nor'westers, recommending that the shades be easily dismantled and stored ahead of any forecasted inclement weather. As part of the green light, the CPA ruled that before any work, the Port Authority does need to submit a construction methodology to the Department of Environment for review and approval, and that the structure be demountable so it, quote, can be removed and securely stored in advance of forecast severe weather. The Health Services Authority also got a thumbs up on its 2 change of use applications at the Georgetown Hospital. The first change involves converting 1,700 square feet from administrative offices to a pediatric outpatient clinic, and the second, a conversion of 1,500 square feet from the women's health offices and treatment rooms to an adolescent mental health clinic. I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more details, you can visit today's full agenda at planning.ky. The Ombudsman has opened an own motion investigation into child safeguarding procedures in the Cayman Islands. The investigation was triggered after concerns emerged during review of police case files connected to a public complaint that was not upheld. The inquiry will examine the handling of the cases by the RCIPS, MASH, and the Department of Children and Family Services, as well as progress made on recommendations from a 2024 internal review of MASH. Ombudsman Sharon Rolston says child protection is a matter for public interest and must meet the highest standards. The Ombudsman's office has emphasized that the investigation is administrative, not punitive, and is focused on the conduct of government agencies rather than individual officers. Findings will be shared with the relevant agencies and the governor, and a final report will be presented to the House of Parliament. The Planning Ministry hosted a high-level delegation from the Bahamas for meetings on planning automation, digital transformation, and integrated management of development systems. Government says the visit was part of an ongoing knowledge exchange, allowing both jurisdictions to share practical experiences and effective approaches to planning and development. The ministry emphasized the importance of regional cooperation in tackling shared challenges and leveraging technology for better government operations. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Work outlines new annual declaration requirements for specified immigration facility holders in Cayman. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
In a release this week, Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman says the requirement applies to permanent residents, certain people granted Caymanian status by marriage during the first 7 years, and specified holders of residency and employment rights certificates. It also covers certificate of direct investment holders, people with residency certificates for persons of independent means, certificate of permanent residence for persons of independent means holders, and those with residency certificates for substantial business presence. Declarations must be filed with annual RERC fee payments by the facility anniversary or during December. Payment is available through Works Online Payment Services Portal. Works says a permanent resident whose facility requires a declaration must submit one, whether it was granted before or after May 1st, 2026, when the new legislation commenced. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Work resources are available at gov.ky/immigration reform. Ready-to-work applications close next Friday for two autumn training cohorts. According to a statement from the Ministry of Education and Training, the next session runs from September 7th through November the 27th and the September 28th through the 18th of December. Applicants must be at least 17 years old, employed and registered with Work, and have submitted a registration application before applying. The government-funded program is delivered through its National Training Development Unit in partnership with Inspire Cayman and employers across the Cayman Islands, aimed at serving unemployed Caymanians, people pursuing a career change, and recent graduates. Participants receive professional skills development, one-on-one support, employers networking, and work-based learning experience at no cost to eligible participants. Finally, this evening, the East End and North Side Local Farmers Market is on its way this Saturday at the East End Heritage Field. The event is delivering Caymanian culture and entertainment for all willing to participate and support. Radio Cayman's intern Tyler Stewart has more.
But the day is going to be amazing, OC. We're going to have produce, fresh meat, food plants, music and spot prizes. It's going to be a true family fun day.
Minister for Social Development and Innovation, Honorable Isaac Rankin, says the market is part of a broader effort to strengthen local agriculture while creating an event that residents can look forward to year after year.
This local farmers market was created for the hardworking and amazing farmers that contribute to our local market consumption.
Organizer Mr. Kendall Connor says the market is also about preserving Caymanian traditions by encouraging families to spend time together and giving younger generations the opportunity to learn more about Cayman's heritage.
Don't just send the kids. We want you to tag through that gate with those kids.
Beyond supporting local farmers, organizers hope the market will become a place where families and residents can connect, explore Caymanian culture, and enjoy a day out together.
So it's food for everyone. When the adults come and bring their kids, we have food for them too.
The East End and North Side Local Farmers Market will be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring a full day of local produce, fresh foods, live music, and activities for everyone involved. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Enjoy your weekend ahead.